For those of you who need titles, today's message is titled, Let Praise Rise. You see, the typical African mother, when you come to her with a testimony, a good news, no matter how big, no matter how small, the very first thing they will do is to break out in dancing and singing. Amen? Am I right? It doesn't matter what it is. You will have to give them 5-10 minutes to sing a medley of praise. There is a song for everything. There is a chant for everything. No matter how small, no matter how big. Amen? But you know, it doesn't require faith to give that kind of praise. Because you already see the miracle. You already see the breakthrough right there. So you are responding to what God has done. That is a kind of praise. But the kind of praise we are talking about in this season, it's the one where you haven't seen anything yet. It doesn't feel like it at all. And it doesn't look like anything is going to change anytime soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking from an experience that I've had. 2011, all hell broke loose for me at my level. For some people, it's nothing. You've just been married for a few months and then everything falls apart. No cash flow, zero everywhere. And then you rush up to the pastor expecting, you know, that he will mobilize something or do something, and the pastor tells you, go and seek the face of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not what anybody needs at that time. You need physical manifestation at that time. And he tells us, go and pray. And we were fasting. You know, when you are praying, sometimes you expect God to say certain things. If you sometimes you might even write it out for the Lord and keep somewhere. So, Lord, this is what I'm expecting. So if you can just repeat these words back to me, and I'll be good. But the Lord said to me, I will never forget, two words, praise me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not expecting that. I'm already in the praise team. Is that not enough? Well, he said, praise me. I told my wife, yeah. And we continued in that season to praise God. And the second thing he said was, pray for every person who is also in the same situation or expecting the same thing that you're expecting. And through that season, we were hearing testimonies. Somebody shows up, the Lord has given us an increase in our job. We have a new job. I said, Lord, excuse me, maybe you missed something here. You are answering the wrong prayers. These people are not in a desperate situation. We need you now. And without announcing to anyone, just like that, as we continue to praise, drunk and loaded somebody, grab your car keys, open up your trunk and load it up. Just because we praised. We got a phone call from a member in this place. There are powerful people in this place. The family agreed. And God gave us a call. Say, the Lord placed something in my heart. Listen, I am not expecting any other thing that the Lord will place in your heart but money. So if you're coming with a word for me, better keep it. So I said, please, he would like to see us. And this young man grabbed his entire family. And as we were driving out, I'll never forget, driving out, I was telling my wife, listen, imagine if these guys just give us $1,000. Because that will be like a huge breakthrough right now. Guess what? We arrived there, and they gave us an envelope, $1,000. Cash. We are not going to the bank to cash. This young man never knew about what was going on. We never told him what we're going through. And as we were driving back, we were like, Lord, maybe we should have upped that thing to like 2K. You know, because, I mean, come on. If this is how it works. My goodness. But the instruction was, praise me. And we were praising God like our lives depended on it. I mean, you're looking at people and you know that this person can help. Just give me maybe $20. $20 was a lot then. But the Lord said, no. That's not what I told you. But constantly, every bill was paid on time. We were not tossed out of the house. Amen. Everything we needed showed up right when we needed it. That is the power of praise. Praise that is activated by your faith in God and his promise. Amen. So I want us to read a popular scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Every time I read this scripture, it just opens up. Second Chronicles chapter 20. And I'm going to try to read from the New Living Translation. I kind of like the way it is there, the story is told there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this story is about a King Jehoshaphat who, on this very period, three nations came together and determined to wipe Israel off the map. Now, I don't want this to be like another fable you're reading from the Bible. This is a real event, and if you can mirror this in your own situation right now, whatever it is, wherever it is you are, things that are hemming you in, things that are restricting you, you're feeling limited. I want you to picture yourself in this. It might not be this intense, but you can also reference this. Amen. Three nations gathered, determined to end the existence of Israel. And messengers came with the news, just in case the king didn't get it clear. Listen, it is over for us. This is the end. You know, there are people who their job is to come and let you know how bad it is for you. You know, just in case you don't get it. I don't know why you're smiling. I don't know why you are dancing. It's horrible. It's almost over. Pack up and leave. And verse 3, the Bible says, Jehoshaphat was terrified by the news. Natural response to bad news. He was terrified. He became afraid. But he didn't let fear cripple him. He didn't let fear take his focus away from the one who can change that circumstance. He called the entire nation and said, listen, we have to pray. Let's get into fasting and praying and seek the face of the Lord. Now, this is where I'm going. Verse 5. Because a lot of us, when we are in crisis, instantly we begin to give everything a spiritual name. The spirit of this, the spirit of that. And we begin to bind and cast. We bind our bosses, bind and loose, and uproot and dismantle. In the midst of that crisis, there is a place for binding and casting. But in the midst of this crisis, look at what this man did and tell me if this is warfare prayer or thanksgiving and praise. The Bible says Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. Is that binding and casting? You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. Oh, our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people, Israel, arrived? So he's reminding God how great he is, how awesome he is, how powerful he is, the great things he has done. This is not questioning God's ability. The translation said, are you not God or something? Are you not our God? It's not. He's not questioning God. He's like making a statement. You know, in Africa, there's something that no big God. It is you. You know that it's from a place of confidence in God. Amen. Oh, our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. And now, see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. I mean, Lord, look at these people. Permit me to say, they know they fear. You're not afraid to come against the people of God. And the Bible says, you would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt. So they went around them and did not destroy them. So there was an opportunity to destroy these three nations. But the Lord saved those nations from destruction. And now they turn around to want to destroy Israel. Verse 11, now see how they reward us. For they have come to throw us out of our land. Of your land, not ours. It is your land. This car is yours, Lord. This house is yours. The job is yours. The children are yours. The spouse is yours. They're coming after it, but it is yours. Yes, this one is above me now. Lord, it is all you. Do whatever you please in this situation. Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. I look to the hills. Whence cometh my help? It is a question. The hills don't have help for you. You see, those mighty men, those movers and shakers, those people who call the shots, they don't have no help for you. Your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Help is coming from the Lord. This man engaged in praise from beginning to the end. And at the end, he said, listen, Lord, this one is above us. Over to you. Take over this situation. We are not here to bind and cast. It is your business. We are your people. Whatever you want to do, do. It gets better. Hallelujah. Let's skip down. And then some young man, a prophet, rose up and started to prophesy. And in verse 15, he said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, by the battle, for the battle is not yours. But God's. The battle is not yours. It is God's. Because you have chosen to take your eyes away from the problem and put it on God. Because you have determined to praise God in spite of the circumstance, God has stepped in and said, listen, I'm taking over now. Like they say, I'm the captain now. Amen? Hallelujah. Bible says, tomorrow march out against them. You will find them coming up through the accent of Z's at the end. This is inside information only because of praise. At the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jeruel. But you will not even need to fight. Just show up. Take your position. Get your phones out. You need to capture this. Take some pictures. You know, stream it live. It's about to go down. The Bible says, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. Watch the Lord's victory. All hell is breaking loose around you. The walls are closing in. The Lord said, stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. The victory is for tomorrow. Let's read a little. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. Ladies and gentlemen, the breakthrough is for tomorrow. The miracle is for tomorrow. But the problem is still there right now. The sickness is still very real right now. God said you are having your breakthrough tomorrow. But right now, it doesn't look like anything is changing. But the people determined, because God has said it, because God has promised, we are going to put a deposit of praise right now. We are going to start praising even from now, because we know that our God is faithful. He has never disappointed us, and he's not about to start now. So they started to praise him. They can hear the army of the other three nations chanting war songs down the valley, but they are still praising right here. The problem is very, very real. You know that they are already gathered, getting ready to fire you from your job, but you are praising God the night before. Ladies and gentlemen, even though tomorrow is the D-Day, you might want to start right now to begin to praise, to begin to give God praise. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing you can do within your power to change the situation. But if you can redirect your focus to God and put your trust totally in him, ladies and gentlemen, he will step in and tell you, listen, stand still and see the salvation of our God. Or like I said, and see the Lord's victory. Put a deposit of praise. It's not looking good. I will praise. They are coming to get my car going good. I will praise. They are coming to get my car tomorrow. I will praise. My child just went into the hospital. I will praise. I've been diagnosed with terminal illness. I'm going to praise. Nothing is going to stop my praise, because right now, all I need is Jesus. All I need is God, because they have gathered together against me. And it looks like I am powerless, and everybody around is looking and watching and waiting until they see my destruction. But I rise at night and praise. You rise at night and praise. That night is feeling so long because you know what is ahead, but yet you know the promise of God. Sarah was not barren at age 60, whatever. She was barren from beginning. We only hear the last 25 years. But ladies and gentlemen, she has been waiting all her life to have a child. She had already given up. It's not up for discussion anymore. There are certain things that we have shut down in our lives, closed up, I'm too old for this. This is not happening anymore. Let's just move on. It's a natural thing. We've accepted it. And the Lord is speaking to you. Say, listen, that dry bone is coming to life. That dead dream is coming back to life. Can you praise me for it? Can you give me praise for it? Because it is coming back to life. Sarah laughed because, listen, we have been trying this thing for years. Come on now. She went to her maid and said, listen, Lord, let me help you out because you are, before you disgrace yourself here, let me just help you. And he sent the maid in. Do you know that even though they fell into error, God didn't now say, okay, because you are impatient, let me just do it quickly the next year. They waited several years after before the miracle came. We cannot rush God. Hallelujah. So while we are waiting, let's get to praising. Amen. Hallelujah. So we read, early the next morning, verse 20, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen, in case maybe you got all excited last night, you were praising and sweating. Now you've woken up. We are marching down to the valley where the action is, and now you are seeing all the armies of these three nations, all your supervisors and bosses getting ready for you. And then your heart begins to shake. And you begin to wonder, say, is the Lord going to come through for us for real? Is this thing going to happen? By the grace of Jehoshaphat rose up and said, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. That is the instruction of God. God said, stand firm. So he said, when you believe in him, you will stand firm. If you believe his prophet, you will succeed. After consulting with the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. You are going, you are facing an army that is ready to destroy you. It's like one against a million. And then all of a sudden, the people who are getting ready to destroy you see you dancing and singing, praising, declaring, we give thanks to the Lord for his faithfulness endures forever. And you are dancing and like, wait, it's like these people don't understand what is about to happen. We are here to wipe you out. And they started to praise God, going crazy about it, focused on the greatness of God. This army started to consult with themselves and say, listen, do these people know what we are here for? This is not a party. We are here to kill, to destroy. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that the Lord set them up. He brought an ambushment against them. He set the Spirit of God into their midst and brought confusion into their midst. The very people who said you were about to be fired, somebody rose up and said, listen, you cannot fire this person. They started to fight in the boardroom. They started to deliberate. And now all of a sudden, everybody is fired. There is vacancy for you. Listen, this is not fable. They started to fight against themselves. One nation against another. Think about it. The Bible says that everybody died in that valley. In every war, somebody must be the last man standing. In other words, the last man standing fell on his sword. Everybody will be wiped out for your sake. You don't need to get into an all night of binding and casting. Give God praise. There is power in your praise. Because the default setting is that you have faith in your God to come through for you. That is why you are praising. You are confident in his promise. The Bible says they wiped themselves out. And these people came into that valley. A valley of war became the valley of blessings. Because when they came into the valley, how is it that people came to war? They brought all their precious gold, silver, diamonds, everything. Brought clothes into the valley of war. What are you coming with gold for? It took them 3 days to load up all the goods, all the gold, everything in that valley. And they call it the Valley of Blessing. They determined to wipe you out, but it turned out for your good. It is working in your favor. All things are working together for your good. To them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So whatever valley it is, whatever valley they have called it, wherever they have gathered, it is turning for your blessing. You will call it your valley of blessing. Just don't stop praising. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop praising him. Our senior pastor said, praise is the daily down payment for the supernatural change you expect in your future. That is the down payment. Oh, glory. You know, sometimes when we pray, it's almost like we are trying to bring God's attention to something that he already knows. You come like, God, this is happening. He knows all things. He knows. He knows. He looks like, say, Lord, can't you see? It's like the disciples in the boat when Jesus was sleeping. Are you kidding me? You are sleeping? We are about to sink. You are sleeping? Jesus knows. And he was at peace. Hallelujah. So before all the confusion of everything happening gets a hold on you, just pull back. It might be scary. It might be troubling. Like those messages, calls all over the place. And looking for people who will make matters worse for you. Like those messengers here. Just pull back a minute and just look to him. Say, Lord, I feel overwhelmed right now. This is too much for me right now. I don't think I have the strength for this. I know you think that I am able to go through this, but right now I'm looking to you for that strength. So, Lord, help me. Help me, God, through this. And let praise break forth. Hallelujah. You know, there is no daily dose for praise. Praise this much. You can praise all day. Praise is the one word that has so many meanings and dimensions in the Bible. You praise prostrate. Praise lifting up your hands. Praise clapping your hands. Praise shouting. Praise singing. Praise dancing. There are so many words. And in this chapter, these people used up about 3 or 4 of them. They went from just boasting about God, talking about how great he is, to start talking about the names of God. Jehovah Sikenu, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah is his name, the covenant-keeping God. Adonai, the Elohim, the El Elyon, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. You are the El Shaddai. You are the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. Our God, you stretch out the heavens like a curtain. You put the stars in their various places. None of them fall to the ground without you knowing. You are the highest. You are greater than the greatest. Who is there like you, our God? They break into that kind of praise. And before you know it, somebody brought out the tambourine. And they started singing. Another level of praise. Started dancing. Another level of praise. That's right. That's right. They broke out into dancing and singing and shouting. Hallelujah. Listen, 2 things are very common with the Israelites. Singing. They can right here, right now, write a full-blown song. Start singing and dancing. And the next thing is, stones are not too far away from them. After singing, they can pick up stone and stone the prophet straight up. If you doubt it, read. Hallelujah. My time is almost up. Oh, glory to God. Can we talk about Paul and Silas. This man went through one of the worst things you can think of while doing ministry. You go out and cast out the devil from somebody while doing the Lord's work. Some of us, we say, I think they cast out the wrong devil from the wrong person. And now he backfired. You know, there's some people who just criticize your walk with God. So I've told you, you are always too forward. Eh? Calm down and learn. You know, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. These people just were tired of this young woman harassing them. And they cast out this demon. And the people who were making money out of her misery arrested them and put them in jail. The Bible says they didn't just toss them in there. They shackled their legs to the ground. This prison was damp and dark. It was a horrible situation. You need to watch some of these movies. They are not lying in those things. It was horrible. These days, the prisons we have these days is so good, you know. Too many laws have been passed. I mean, you have people watching, you know, cable TV in prison. You know, you got lunch and dinner and all of that stuff. Listen, jails those times, when you go in and come out, nobody needs to be told that you went to jail. Because you will look like it. You are in jail, you are going to shower. Are you kidding me? And they locked up these guys. Now the Bible says that at midnight, mine, I don't care what midnight means in this situation. All I know that the Spirit rose up on the inside of them. And it happened to be midnight. It might be 1 a.m. It might just be 10 a.m. for me. It might just be 9 p.m. for me. All I know is that when the Spirit moves me, I begin to pray. I begin to praise. And these people started to praise God. In the worst situation they can feel like, they were heading to the place of prayer. If you read that chapter, Acts chapter 16, they were going to the place of prayer. And they got arrested. So while we are in prison, we might as well fulfill what we set out to do anyway. So they started to pray. And they said, this is not enough. Let's just praise him. And they began to magnify the name of the Lord. The Bible says, an earthquake hit the place. And first thing that happened, the doors flung open. Chains broke loose. The Lord moved in that place. Why? Because they praised him in spite of where they were. They were not rehearsing their problem back to God. Lord, look at me. Look at where I am. Are you not seeing me? What kind of God? Where is my God? Like that guy at the back of my house. Where is my God? Listen, your God is in heaven. If you don't have anything to say to God, keep quiet. Let him do his work. The Bible says that he's the one that worketh all things according to the counsel of his will. So if you are in this place, it means the Lord has a plan. I'm going to share six things and I'll shut down. Six things that I've learned from just praising God. When you praise, heaven takes over. When you praise, you are saying, Lord, I surrender to you. I recognize that you are Lord of all. You are above all things. So I'm saying, Lord, take charge. And so heaven takes over. When you praise, the doors will open. Everything shut against you will open. Have you noticed that a lot of times when we pray, sometimes, especially when you're in a serious crisis that you can't share with somebody else, you don't even know how to pray. Sometimes you are praying and you just drift in thought. Before you know, you come and say, oh my goodness, I was actually praying. You are so overwhelmed. You pray in this direction, we say, no, it's not working. You pray like this. Sometimes you have used, you know, sometimes when we are under stress, you want to feel spiritual. Say, Lord our God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. You do that the first day. When you realize that this is not a joke, you will kneel before the Lord Father, please, do what only you can do. I surrender. Listen. Problems are real. But our God is real. We don't use physical muscle to approach divine matters. You will crash and burn. The third thing that happens is that chains are broken. So as you praise, you might not see it. I am standing here today because of praise. Season when we were back in Nigeria, you are just praising. Let's say, Lord, is anything even happening? Because you can't see anything. You're not hearing anything. Until I showed up here and heard the testimonies of things that happened. It's like, wow. Wow. For me. Just me. Okay. Chains are broken when you praise. So whatever limit, whatever restrictions they've placed on you, thinking that you cannot move forward, you are just stranded here. No, those chains are broken. Those chains are broken. When you praise, like in 2 Chronicles, the enemy will begin to destroy themselves. You don't need to get involved in office politics and all this crazy nonsense. Just praise him. And the Lord will mess them up. The same people who we are recommending you to be fired will recommend you to be promoted. They will place you in positions that ultimately will make you their bosses. I remember in the UK, working there and working closely with people. And all of a sudden, it was time for appraisal. And because everybody was struggling for their jobs and recession has hit, they were like, they go in and they give a negative report about me. And these same people come out and say, I'm sorry, this is what I said. I'm like, are you kidding me? You went in to speak against me and now you're coming to report yourself to me. This doesn't make sense. So now I'm under pressure because I don't know what's going on. And the next thing you hear, say, man, dude, you better begin to make plans for somewhere else to go work and all that. And I was going home this very day. And funny enough, I wasn't even called in for appraisal. And I was going home one day. And the Lord said, every person that is working hard to get you out of here will leave before you leave here. I was praise leader in the UK. And the praise increased. Today, I can tell you, before I left the UK, my wife is a witness. Every person that spoke against me was either tossed out, disgraced out, was fired prematurely. They all left. They all left. That company is virtually a brand new company right now. Every single person left. We don't understand the power we carry. We don't understand. I didn't pray all night prayer. I did not. I was too busy. The enemy will self-destruct. God will magnify you in the eyes of all men. When you read further down in 2 Chronicles, the Bible says that the fear of Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel came upon other nations. You see, those other people who were waiting in line to take their own piece of meat, when they see what happened to those who ventured, fear. Just in case you forgot that it was our God that brought us out of Egypt, the Lord has reminded them. In case you forgot it was our God that brought down the walls of Jericho, he has reminded them. The last thing that will happen is that the Lord will give you peace roundabout. This man started with fear, terrified. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 30, the Bible says that the Lord gave him peace. Peace will be restored. Hallelujah. 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 God will be glorified in our lives. Praise God. I want us to rise up on our feet right now.